Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Market and closing grain comments for Thursday, June 22nd. The bearish tone in the corn and the beans of the last several days continued through today's trade, but wheat was able to catch a bid late in the day after trading lower, and we did have Minneapolis and Kansas City finishing positive on the day, with Chicago lagging a bit behind. So let's first take a look at the corn. We've got July finishing down 6 cents at 362 3/4, December down 6 at 380 3/4. Support in the July comes in at the April 21st low around 360 3/4. Funds were sellers of about 8,000 to 10,000 contracts of corn, so I think they now feel comfortable getting back on the short side of this market with the benign weather coming through. Brazil's second crop corn yields are looking very good, and Argentinian corn is now priced well below U.S. corn, so all of these factors leading to the sell-off today. Export sales were decent, 653,000 tons versus estimates of between 550 and 950,000 tons. Taking a look at wheat, we've got July Chicago wheat down 3 1/4 cents at 461 1/4, bouncing 6 cents off the lows late in the day. They actually bounced off the June 16th low at 455 1/2. Taking a look at Kansas City, July, we finished even on the day at 467 3/4. That's almost 8 cents off earlier lows. And the Minneapolis July finished up 7 1/2 cents at 656 1/4, 16 cents off the lows. But we didn't quite take out yesterday's highs across the board in the Minneapolis wheat. Egypt bought 175,000 tons of wheat from Romania and the Ukraine today, and export sales were above expectations, 543,000 tons versus guesses of between 300 and 500,000 tons. Taking a look at soybeans, we've got July finishing down 14 3/4 at 904, traded right through support at 909 1/2, which was the May 31st low, and November beans finished down 14 1/2 cents at 913 1/4. Funds were sellers of about 10 to 12,000 contracts of beans today. November beans have now traded almost 50 cents off of Sunday night's high. They traded as high as 958 1/4 on Sunday and touched down as low as 910 1/2 this afternoon. The Chinese have booked 10 cargoes of beans from Brazil for August. This is another sign that some of the demand is moving away from the U.S. And that, in addition to the benign weather through the 4th of July, except for certain parts of the Northern Plains and the Dakotas, has corn and beans on the defensive. So we will have to see how this plays out. Markets are now looking towards the June 30th final plantings report that comes in next Friday. We will have to see how that pans out. There is an expectation of lower corn acres and higher bean acres. The real details in that should give an indication of where we may be headed through the rest of the summer. Outside markets, we've got the dollar finishing up 3 points at 97.25. Crude oil bouncing a little bit, up 24 cents a barrel at 42.77. Stock market finished the day down just 12 points, and gold finished up $5.60 an ounce at $1,249 an ounce. July options go off the board tomorrow. We're looking at the 360 strike in the July options, and in the short dated options expiring tomorrow but trading off the December, we're right around that 380 strike level. So also something to keep an eye on as we finish out the week. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.